ליפשי ביגדי ספר תחמי I think that we missed a point, a very important point, to bring out what we're saying when we say Snari Me'ofa Kumi. We know that we are all in a matzev after Misa. We say in Loshon HaTfila, Lishenei Ofar. Ki Ofar Atov al Ofar Toshuv. Person goes back to Ofar. It's the Klola after the Chet. If you go back to the Sheirish of Ofar, the Guf goes back to Ofar. There's a metzias that a person could be living. As Chazal tells us, Rishon B'chayim Kruyim Mesim. That a person can be a b'chin of a mess. Not only can a person be b'chin of a mess, b'shleimus, there could be chalokim in a person that are a dargo of misa. Even if the whole person is not mess, certain chushim, certain metzisin in him are choser chayim, they're not dobekin chaya chayim, they're dobekin in yonim of it. And with that, a person is dobekin a b'chin of misa. He's dovuk in a b'china that he's in a b'china of sheichen ofar. He's a b'china that is a sheichen ofar at that point. Just like a mess is a sheichen ofar, so too is a sheichen ofar. There's a piece from the Yismach Yisrael, in the back of the new Yismach Yisrael, the sprinter of country is called Ma'oran Shal Yisrael. Noiridiki piece at the end of Parshas Kisovei. Lachen yoimer b'shabbos kedesh esnari me'ofa kumi ki b'shabbos u'b'chenes t'chiyas ha'mesem. The pasuk that says esnari me'ofa kumi is mechavim to the osed, they will come out from the offer and the Eibishter will make t'chiyas ha'mesem. Hayid says every erev Shabbos when he comes to be mekabel Shabbos esnari me'ofa, he should take himself out from the dargo of Misa to the dargo of Chaim. Just like it says, "Vayitze Hashem Elokim et Adam Ofer min Adama, vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim." The Eibishter gave into the offer an inyan of chiyus, vayiyo Adam the nefesh chaya. A person should realize that on every single Shabbos Kedesh, the Shas, when the Eibishter brings Shabbos Kedesh, he has a metzias of vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. He gets a neshama yisera. And that Neshama Yisera has an ability to take the offer Meno Adama, the offer that's a b'china of mess, and bring into it a b'china of Chaim. And he can become a Nefesh Chaya. He can become a living Nefesh. How do we have a remez that this has to do with Shabbos Kedesh? What does this have to do a kesher to Shabbos Kedesh? Besides everything, the Shabbos is called one of the names of Shabbos. Shabbos is called Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi is Begematria Tof Nun Gimel. Tof Nun Gimel is Begematria Nefesh Chaya. That's what happens to a person on Shabbos. The Koyach of Yom HaShvi, the Koyach of Shabbos Kedesh, the Koyach that Shabbos has is to break a person back in Nefesh Chaya, make him back into a Nefesh Chaya. How? Because Chach Avila, a whole week he was B'china of Ofer Meno Adama. He was medabik himself to the Seder offer, which has no chayim to it, which has no chiz to it, which is a doimim, a b'chin of a doimim, and he lowered himself to the offer of this world. When it comes Shabbos Kedesh, the Eibish Tikavi Ochel, Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim, even those that don't have the Neshama is not living by them. Omas Kum Tarop on Shabbos, and Neshama Yisera, and that Neshama Yisera is Geirim, that it becomes a Nefesh Chaya. That's the Koyach of Shabbos Kedesh. And that's what a person says, Isnari may offer kumi. He says that he should be in Isnari may offer. From the dark of offer, from the dark of Misa, he should be able to be in Isnari. Another Nakuda to bring out this Nakuda that Shabbos is Tchis HaMesem, Ilemoli Lebonu to this Shir, only to bring out this Nakuda is Daibazet, because the Etzara is a Mumcha Godoil in taking a person and telling him, you're already a lost case, you're already a p'chin of a mess, you're already a menatek your whole chayim, you're already a menatek your whole kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're a chayiv koris, you're already koris yourself completely. a person realizes that Shabbos is a b'china of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and even though he's a b'china of Meis, he could become a Chai. There's a Shem Shmuel in Parshas Re'ei, Shnas Tov Reish Ayin, that talks about the Tefillah of Shabbos, Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu V'Yoyim HaShabbos Hazeh. Where does this come from? There's a pasuk in Yeshaya in Kapitel Nun Ches, the Gemara talks about it in Masechtas Yevamos Perek HaChelitz, as Me'ula Shebebracha is V'Atzmeisecha Yachlitz. What does it mean, V'Atzmeisecha Yachlitz? The Targum in Yeshaya says on the pasuk, Atzmeisecha Yachlitz, V'Gufach Yichye B'Chaye Olma. So it means the gufach yichya b'chaya olma. That means the nekuda of tchiyas hameisim. That's exactly what v'atzmeisecha yachlitz. So why do we say v'achritzevach litzenu on Shabbos? Zog de shem shmul kemoi sh'olam haba u'tchiyas hameisim b'gufach is kach Shabbos u'tchiyas hanefoshes. Noyadik yizach, that's the tzevach litzenu, that we become a p'china of a b'riya chadasha. We become a p'china of v'atzmeisecha yachlitz. A p'china of tchiyas hameisim, as we just spoke, that's the nekuda that a yid says the snari may offer kumi, a nekuda of tchiyas hameisim. A davar pele that the Imre Emes changes a loshin that's mekubal all over, and he changes the loshin. We know that there's three Shabbos, the Shabbos of Bereshis, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and we are accustomed to say on the third Shabbos, the Shabbos of Lasid Lovei. The Imre Emes says the Shabbos of Tchiyas HaMeisim. As there stated in the Imre Emes three or four places, that instead of using the Lashon of Shabbos Lasid Lovei, he uses the Shabbos of Tchiyas HaMeisim. If so, we can say, Emoyadik in Akuda, the three Shabbos, the three Zmanim of Shabbos, which is the third Zman, is Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Ge Echad Vaaretz, that's Mechuvim to the Me'enoy, the Mabah, the Rav, and the Shabbos. That's the Koyach of Yankev Avinu. Yankev Avinu is the Koyach of Loimeis. Yankev Avinu is the Koyach of Loimeis. The Heilige Ishbetze, Rav Tzadik HaKoyim, brings from his Rebbe, from the Heilige Ishbetze, that Ein Hekish Lemechta. Where do Chazal learn from that Yankev Avinu Loimeis? Mazare Bachayim, Afu Bachayim. Zog the Ishbetze, Ein Hekish Lemechta. Mahu Bachayim, Avzare Bachayim. Memele, that's just like he's Bachayim, Zare Bachayim. That means that in every yid there's a nekuda of Yankev Avinu, that loy mes, and that's where the nekuda of Tchiyas HaMeisim comes from. So befrat in the third Shabbos and Shabbos, which demot is the koyach of Yankev Avinu, Shabbos bechlal is v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov. Shabbos is bechlal the inyan of nachlas Yaakov Avicha. But the koyach of Yankev Avinu is the koyach of Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Yankev Avinu loy mes, and therefore on Shabbos Kodesh mitzad the koyach of Yaakov, which he gives the koyach mahu b'chaim avzare b'chaim, there is the koyach of loimeis and there is the koyach of tchiyas hameisim. So in Gans Shabbos there is the koyach of tchiyas hameisim. As soon as it comes Shabbos there is the b'chin of a snari me'ofu kumi. But even if a person sleeps through the first part of Shabbos, that for gedenken, when it comes shalashudis, it comes the end of Shabbos, when then is nis'oire, the third part of Shabbos, the Shabbos of Tchiyas HaMeisim, as the Imre Emes calls it, the Koyach of Yankev Avinu, then we have a greater Koyach to be able to be Mahapach, our Misa to Chayim, and turn over from the Bechina of Ofar to the Bechina of Chay. That's the Nekuda to bring out in the Snarim Ofar. And maybe we can take the Nekuda a Tzrit weiter. Maybe we can understand that Motzei Shabbos Kedesh, we know from Svarim HaKedoshim, that a person has something called a bone called naskui, called luz, two names that the bone has, which in that bone is the bone that la'osid will be tchiyas hameisim, that even though there is harkava from all the bones on a person, after a person goes away from the world, there most people, the bones have no kiyam, but this bone stays kiyam, this bone nothing can destroy it, and therefore it has a koyach of tchiyas hameisim. This bone is not nana ma'ilam hazeh, it's nana only from Suda's levoyas malka. It's nana from the Suda of Malava Malka. From that Suda, it's nana. What does it mean, it's nana from that Suda? What is the touch from that Suda? That Suda is like the Ritzua that goes out from Shabbos to the weekdays. Everything in the world needs a mamutza. Everything in the world needs something in between. what is the mikasher of Shabbos to the days of the week? Just like the Maral says that the inyan of Levoya is the inyan of Chibur. The inyan of Levoya is the inyan of Chibur, as we see in the name of Levi. And the Maral says that with that you may love somebody, you may chaber him back to the city, so he has Shmira. That's why Levoya is Shmira, because the Chibur to the person that he left from. So too, Shabbos also has a koyach of Levoya to connect the Sheishis Yimei Amayis to Shabbos. Maybe that's why the Yetzirah today has the greatest koyach to destroy the Motzei Shabbosos. Why is he so important by him to take away the Motzei Shabbosos? Why is that? Besides that, Motzei Shabbos is a Meridik Yerida. The Gastanina, who was a Talmud in the Kotz Kecheda, the Gastanina says, V'hine ach yotze Yaakov, V'hine bo Esav Ochiv. It says by the Barachos from Yankiv Avinu, V'hine ach yotze Yaakov, V'hine bo Esav Ochiv. So the Gastanina, that's the time of Motzei Shabbos. V'hine ach yotze Yaakov, he goes away Shabbos, V'hine bo Esav Ochiv, right away comes Esav Ochiv. That's why it's the hardest time in Yiddishkeit. The hardest time in Yiddishkeit is Motzei Shabbos, just like when there is a mitzinyan of Yitzias HaNeshama, you need Shmira from the Chitzenim, and you need to watch the eyes of a person, that the Chitzenim shouldn't shepherd to the eyes. So too, Motzei Shabbos, you have to watch the eyes of a person, that it shouldn't wander in the streets, because it has a koyach of Motzei Shabbos after the Yotze Yaakov, because Yaakov goes out. That's why because Motzei Shabbos, the Yetzirah knows that if the Yotze Shabbos will be connected to the Shabbos, the whole week will be connected to the Shabbos, because that's the levoya to the weekdays to the Shabbos. That's the discussions to the weekdays to the Shabbos. The meaning of that is, Shabbos is yoyme de nishmos and v'lav de gufa. Where does the guf have its kesha to Shabbos? In the Sudas levoya smalka. That's where the guf has its kesha. That's why the guf will be tchias hameisim from that suda. Because that's the kesha of the guf to Shabbos. That's when the guf is nana from Shabbos. And if Shabbos is tchias hameisim of the nefasha, it's when is the Tchis HaMeisim of the Gufim? Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, if the Shem Shmuel uses the lotion that the Shabbos is Tchis HaMeisim of the Nefoshos, we are magdir that the inyan of Motzei Shabbos is to make that Tchis HaMeisim from Shabbos and bring it down to be the Tchis HaMeisim of the Gufim, which that's why from that bone, which is Nana, from that Suda, that's where the binyan of the Guf will be La'osed Lovei. Akoponim, we understand a little bit the depth of the inyan of Shabbos, to what degree Shabbos is, and to what degree a person can elevate himself Shabbos. And when he says this, Nari may offer Kumi, he has to talk to himself and realize what he's saying and what he's trying to be ma'orer himself, to realize to shake himself off from the offer, from the Misa, and be able to be Kumi, to be able to have the Kima of Tchias HaMeisim, to be able to relive, to rekindle his light and rekindle the Eir and the Shoma in him. Rashi, the Targum says on a nefesh chaya the ruach memalala. It could be that that's why Shabbos there is such an inyan of shmiras hadibur, because just like a tinoik will say a word, maybe it's only their tzachos a little bit, but it's licking them on the kuda nifla. Just like the Gemara says, tinoik maschal ledaber aviv melamdei Torah. That means that when you get born, you have to have a tkufa as of Malam de Torah. If a person realizes that every Shabbos is a b'chin of a b'riya chadasha, it's vayipach ba'af of nishmas chayim, v'yodam nefesh chayim l'ruach mamalala, he gets a new koech at Dibir Shabbos. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says that that's what it says in Posik, v'daber dover, doesn't say midaber dover, it says v'daber dover. So we're going to now understand that Rav Tzadik in a new nekuda, because every Shabbos you get a pchin of a hiya adam and nefesh chaya, so you get a koyach of dibur. So what do you do when you get a koyach of dibur? Tinik maschal adaba of malam de teira. That's why Shabbos yaseh akul de teira. Because Shabbos you become a tinik ha yoidea ledaber. So you have to learn teira tzivalon umayshe merashe kiles yakev. That's the davidif in Shabbos of the tinik maschal adaba. That's why Shabbos, you have to watch the Koyach HaDibur and see that the Koyach HaDibur should be B'Shleimus, because you get a p'chin of a new Dibur from that new Neshama that goes into the new Mechayedik Guf that you have. Snari me'ofa kumi livshi big day sefarat echami hayad Yishai ben Yishai beis halachni korva al nafshi go'ola. Why, first of all, why do we call David HaMelech in this Pasik? The Pasuk calls him Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. Why here in this Piska Do we talk about Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi? What's the Zerakoidish in Parshas Emor? It's a Kabbalah, the Kishtikol of Zerakoidish. We have no Shaykhet to understand the words that it says there, but the Kasha we understand. He says, Ma'naf Kemin, it says Ben Yishai, it says Nish Ben Yishai. It should say in Pasuk, Ha'idei David. There's no reason to call him Ben Yishai. Why do we have to call him Ben Yishai for? It could say David. Second of all, what's the difference if he comes from Beis Halachmi or doesn't come from Beis Halachmi? That's how the Kurdish is in Pashas Emer Akasha. He has a Kabbalah Shtikal Lechem is three times Shemavaya. All Zachen that are Lamayla from Maya Sagas, so I can't even say it over. But Siminish Kanaf Kimene, the Kasha, the Kasha, why it says Ablei Ben Yidai, Ayab Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. I think it says in Sifte Tzadik, Sifte Tzadik was the anacle of the Helig Yechidush Erim, a shvag of the Sasemis, his mother was a daughter of the Sasemis, a daughter of the Chedushalim. He said, Adova Neira Admiyot, Adova Neira Admiyot. The Gemara says, Dalit Mesu Be'et Yishon Nachash. One of those that are Mesu Be'et Yishon Nachash was Ben Yishai, was one of them that's Mesu Be'et Yishon Nachash. In other words, the Nekuda that a person can elevate his guf and elevate himself to be in a darga, that the emes is Mishayach Kamisa, the only reason there's Misa is only Be'et Yishon Nachash, thus is Ben Yishai. If so, we understand very good what we're saying here. We're saying here that Nekuda, we're saying here the Nekuda of Isnari Me Ofer Kumi, which we're talking about Tchias HaMeisen, which comes Daika durch this Galus of David HaMelech. That's why Suda says David Malka as a Shaykh of Tchias HaMeisen, but it comes Ben Yishai, it comes Daika with the Koyach of Yishai, whose Yishai was the Be'emes no Shaykh Temisa, because Yishai is Meis Be'et Yishon Nachash. So therefore, the Ben Yishai comes in here, Daike, in the Pchina of Ben Yishai. That he has a Shaykhis to Nitzchis. We know that David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayom, that the Rem is in the Beis Yosef, that he, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim, that he mitches what the difference between Yankee Bevinu Leimes and David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayom is. So I'll call upon him, David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayom also has to do with the Nitzchis of life. The Nitzchis of life, Lo Yoshen Shit Nishmi, the Nabashaychet Rishina Doi Milamisa. That comes from being Ben Yishai. That comes from being Ben Yishai. Al Koponim, we have a little bit of an asaga why the Ben Yishai Daika comes in here. Beis Halachmi still needs an explanation what the Beis Lechem means, why it says here Beis Lechem. Maybe at a later time we'll come back to the Beis Lechem when we learn later the Ish Ben Parzi. We'll learn the Ben Parzi, we'll come back to the Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, Belin Neda. Let's go just to the last piece to finish Adover B'Shleimus. Karva El Nafshi Ga'ola. Karva El Nafshi Ga'ola. We talk about Karva El Nafshi Ga'ola. If this tefillah is not said with Neuridikis Eirus, it's because we don't know what we're talking about. The Heilige Baal Shem brought in the tale this Yankiv Yosef, brings from the Heilige Baal Shem, that every geula needs first a geula protis, and then there could be a geula klolis. There is a geula protis and a geula klolis. So there a metzias that a person is zeichet to his geula, and then there's the geula of all of klal Yisrael. The geulas are klal needs geulas are protim. So there are all that the protim are not roi to geula, so it goes the other way. Yavish is mashpia geula klolis, and from the geula klolis comes the geula protis. In Mitzrayim, klal Yisrael was a memtes sharetoma. The Eibishter made an union of Gula Proteus, then there came the Gula Klolius, the Gula Klolius, and then there came the Gula Proteus through the Avedis Yimei Asvira. But the normal Seder of Gula is first a Shefa of Gula and a Gula Proteus, and then a Shefa of Gula that comes from the Gula Proteus to a Gula Klolius. The Tefillah, the Baal Shem says, of Karva El Nafshi Ga'ola, that David HaMelech says in Tillim, that he asks the Rebbeinu Shalom Karva Nafshi Ga'ola, is talking about that a person can be Zoicha to Gu'ulis Aprat. A person should realize that he's able to be Zoicha to a Metzias of Gu'ulis Aprat. And that's what a person asks, Karva Nafshi Ga'ola. Einoch Hanami, the Gu'ula is Ayidei Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, and the Psukim of Asnari Me of Akumi, the Etzem are talking about La'osid, and they're not talking about now. So I'm explaining why I'm saying it's Nari Me'of Akumi. Why am I asking for that Geula which has to come by Emsa Yidei Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi? Because Shabbos Yid could be Zeicha to Karva El Nafshi Geula. A person could be Zeicha to his own Nefesh. To his own Nefesh he could be Zeicha to Geula. He could be Zeicha to Geula. Dover Pele in the Remez in Gematria to see that the word Ga'ala is the Gematria Lamates, which is Meramez, that the Shvisa of the Lamates Malachis, which has a Koyach to bring a person back to Ga'ala. That's the Ga'ula that a person has. A person has a Shibud in the weekdays to Lamates Malachis, which the Lamates Malachis Be'etzem have a Kesher to the Chet of Eitz Hadas. We did the Lamates Malachis when it's Chadish in the Bria. That's in the Bezeas HaPechot Eichalechem. That's where the Lamates Malachis came from. And now when it comes Shabbos, Korval, Nafshi, Go'ola, that Go'ola comes from the Shvisa in the Lamates Malachis Daiko. And I have a Kesher to a different world. Then I have a Koyach to bring Go'ula to my Nefesh. Das is Korval, Nafshi, Go'ola. It's Go'ula. The Nefesh is Go'ula. The private Go'ula. The Go'ula Aprat. That a person is zeichetu. Thus is the tamtzis of esnari me'of akumi, that a person has to realize when it comes to this tvila. Just to end with one nakuda more, to realize that if we're talking about the seida offer, which is atzlus and atzvus, it says in Rabbi Chaim Vital in Shara Kedusha, that from the dalit yisaidis come dalit klipis of noiga, and that's the Dalit Klipas that come is Atzlus and Atzvus, which come be'etzem from the Seida Ofar, the hardest Klipas that there are. Atzlus and Atzvus, both of them come from Ofar, from being Kvedus, from not having to move, and from not being able to move. That's Atzlus and Atzvus, also comes from that Nakuda. The Hepach, the Fin, Shabbos is the Hepach of both of them. Shabbos is the Hepach of Ofar, of Atzvus, Shabbos is the Yom Simchaschem Elu HaShabbosis. As Meforshim tell us, there's no mitzvah to be with Simcha Shabbos. There's no mitzvah Simcha Shabbos. It's an ultimate Simcha. It's a mitzvah of Simcha. The Yom Simchaschem Elu HaShabbosis, you are with Simcha in Shabbos. Why? Because Shleimus brings the person to Simcha. And Shabbos, when a person comes back, is Sholem. And the Eibishter is Peiris, Sukkah Sholem over him, he comes to Simcha. So by being with Simcha, he's Goyver on the Seid Ha'atzlus in Atzvus in a person, which comes from the Seida offer. That's the Hepach of Isnar, that's why Isnari may offer Kumi. He goes away from the tendencies of offer. The tendency of offer is to bring a person, the Atzvus, that goes away on the Nekuda. The same is true with the Nekuda of Atzlus. Atzlus, which comes from Kveid Sagof. Shabbos is a day of Zrizus. Shabbos is a day that a person does things with Zrizus. That's the Avodah of Shabbos. So if one realizes that the Avodah of Shabbos is to rid himself of the Atzvus and the Atzlus, he has to realize that he has to bring out the Toiv in the Atzlus and the Toiv in the Atzvus. The Toiv in the Atzlus is that it should be a Otzel to do an Avera. That's the Toiv that there is in the Midas Ha'ofar. He takes the Midas HaOfer on Shabbos and it's not he may offer, but a certain Midas HaOfer he gets that he makes it Toiv. The Chiyus in offer, the Chelek HaToiv in offer, is to be Malah the offer, that a person should be a Otzeh L'Dvar Aveira. He should be foiled to do an Aveira. He shouldn't be able to move to do an Aveira. That's the Chelek HaOfer, that a person is Malah to the Toiv, that he uses it to be Otzeh L'Dvar Aveira. And that's the Nekuda of Atzvus. That Atzvus is Be'emes Hadach, that there is no mocking for Atzvus, but there is one place that Atzvus is a kosher Atzvus, and a true Atzvus, an Atzvus that brings the Avedis Hashem, that a person has the ability to do tshuva, and use that rega of Atzvus to do tshuva. Shabbos is the day that's mesugal for a person to do tshuva, and use the Atzvus letoiv to realize the chisorin. And there is, so that's the snari may offer kumi, to shake away the seida offer, to take away the atzlus and the atzlus haloitev, and to apply the atzlus and the atzlus hatev, which is the klipas noiga, in the seida offer, to take those two koiches and use them letev, and be mahapach lev them letev. That's the person's koyach in Shabbos. So a person has a koyach in Shabbos to take the otzev and the otzel. You can take the otzev and the otzel and overcome the two koiches and bring them l'day toiv. And that's our avodah when we say esnari me'of akumi, to remind ourselves of our avodah of Shabbos and to become a chai and to become a lebedik mensch. If we sit by l'chadoidi and we sleep and we don't even realize that we say the things without any chiyus, which is tira to the etzem words, You can't say it's not imof akumi when you're half asleep and half in a different world, or you're looking into a sefer and come paying attention to the words you're saying. That's a stira to the whole snari imof akumi. So if we spend time to realize what a snari imof akumi is, it has to be a roshim in the olam ha-maisa of how a person says l'chadoidi and how a person is nis'ira when he says the words of a snari imof akumi.